Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back to back to back winning days on the podcast. And I don't know about you, but I don't want it to end. I do need a little more sleep. I was telling someone tonight, I have not had more than 3.5 hours sleep since Tuesday. It's not easy when the games go so late, and then I record a podcast afterwards, and it's definitely not easy when I'm sitting there at 6, 7 o'clock looking at a game of to be determined against to be determined. That's what makes it tough in conference tournament action, is they play the next day. We don't have the day off like we do in the NC2A tournament. But oh yeah, it's been a fun week, and let's recap the winning card for Saturday. The system plays. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. The system was so good that so many of you reached out disappointed on a 4-3 or 5-2 day. I go 4-3. Some of you went 5-2. So here we go. We cash on St. Peter's plus the 2.5. They win outright. We cash on Kent State plus the 5.5. Oh boy, that was a heartbreaker for the Golden Flashes. They lose by 1, but we still cover the ticket. We cash on Oregon plus the 4. They get the job done. They punch their ticket to the big dance with the win over Colorado. We cash on Wisconsin plus the 6. They get the job done in overtime against Purdue. The losers on the card? Well, Delaware State, I got the worst number possible. I think it closed at plus 5.5 or plus 6. I got 2.5. They lose by 3, so I lose by the half a point. Get crushed with St. Bonaventure plus the 1.5. Then in the nightcap, UT Arlington, oh, they kept it competitive for a while. Kept me up late here thinking I had hope for another winner. But ultimately, Grand Canyon gets the job done, and I lose the ticket. Then my handicap for the day goes 4-1. I cash on Illinois minus the 4. They get the job done against Nebraska. I cash on Yale minus the 1.5 against Cornell. You also backed that one on Twitter. So thank you for the votes and thank you for the winner. I cash on VCU minus the 2.5. I cash on Long Beach State plus the 1. Dan Munson could put his dancing shoes on again. The beach is headed back to the big dance. My lone loser on the card, terrible handicap on my part, mistake on my part. I'd Marquette plus the 8.5. They get crushed in the second half, and I lose the ticket. But you add it all together, it was a great day on Saturday, and once again, it has been a great conference tournament season for me. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on the blog for every college basketball tournament bet. Only 5 games on Sunday, so it won't take long. All 5 sides are on this podcast. I'll add the unders out there in the morning once I wake up. First half unders on Saturday went 13-9-1, turned profit. And for the conference tournament season now, they are 165, 127, and 5, 56.5%. Not as good as last year, but still profitable. I'm not going to complain about hitting 56.5% on the first half unders. My sides on Saturday, another really good day. I went 15-8, so I'm now 165, 129, and 3. That's 56.1% with the sides. Now, 5 games to go on Sunday, hoping to cap it off with another winning day. Hopefully, we avoid giving some of it back. But here we go. There are no system plays today. Once again, they're done for another year. We will bring them back again next year. I'll circle that for sure. It's all on me, though, tonight. So the training wheels are off. So let's start in the Big Ten. It's Illinois minus the 2.5 against Wisconsin. So, as most of you know, I really like this Illinois team to make a deep run here in the month of March. But they're not making it easy on me. They got down 15 points to Nebraska, had to battle back on Saturday. They got down 10 points to Ohio State on Friday and had to battle back. How about we just have a good first half, Illinois? Please make it a little easier on me. Their scoring can compete with anybody in the country. They have so many threats on offense, but the defense will drive you crazy at times. Illinois won the first meeting by 8 in Madison, a very impressive victory. The Badgers, though, are riding high after the thrilling overtime win over Purdue on Saturday. It will be the fourth game in 4 days for the Badgers. They have the potential emotional letdown. They have a high-scoring opponent. So give me Illinois, the Fighting Illini, minus the 2.5 over Wisconsin. Next up on the card, we go to the SEC. It's Auburn minus the 5.5 against Florida. So we have a smart guy out there in Texas that has a nice little future bet on Florida to win this conference tournament. Yeah, he got good pricing on that one before things started. So if Auburn doesn't cover this game, I hope Florida wins straight up so John out there in Texas can cash his ticket. So this will be four games in 4 days for the Gators, all high-scoring, up-tempo basketball games where they gave up 80, 88, and 90. Yeah, that's not what they scored. That's what they gave up. They obviously won all three of those games. Florida crushed Auburn 81-65 back in February. The Gators rank fifth on offense, seventh on defense in the SEC. Meanwhile, the Tigers have great computer metric numbers. They rank first on defense and third on offense. So you have a rest edge, you have a revenge edge, and you have the computer number edge. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Tigers of Auburn minus the 5.5 over Florida.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the Atlantic 10. It's VCU minus the 1.5 against Duquesne. So just as everyone expected, it's number 5 against number 6 in the A-10. Duquesne won the lone meeting during the regular season by 10 at VCU as a 4.5-point underdog. VCU starters scored just 25 points in that game, a little bit of a head-scratcher. Tip your cap to the Dukes of Duquesne, 7 consecutive wins. They're ranked number 3 on defense in the A-10. But offensively, they're challenged at times. They're 14th in the conference, but they've obviously figured things out so far in the tournament. Meanwhile, the Rams of VCU ranked 7th on offense, 5th on defense. VCU head coach Ryan Odom, well, he took Utah State to the big dance last season. It's time to put his dancing shoes on again. I like VCU today. I think they'll have just enough offense to get the job done. They've played well on the neutral floor and on the road this season. Give me the Rams of VCU minus the 1.5 over Duquesne. Next up on the card, we go to the Ivy. It's Yale minus the 7.5 against Brown. So Brown is 13-17 on the season, and now they are 40 minutes away from the big dance after a 6-17 start. 7 consecutive wins for them, including at Yale by 3 in overtime. And then on Saturday, it was a masterpiece against Princeton, winning by 9. The Bears shot 55.9% on Saturday. Meanwhile, Yale in their game against Cornell held the Big Red to just 32.8% shooting from the floor. Yale ranks number 1 on defense, number 2 on offense. They won 11 games in the regular season of the Ivy League. Of those 11 wins, 8 of those games were by double digits, so they have the ability to get separation. I think we saw the best possible version of Brown on Saturday. I expect to see the best version of Yale on Sunday. So I'm going to lay the points here. Give me the Bulldogs of Yale minus the 7.5 against Brown. Then the final game on the card for you is in the American Conference. It's UAB minus the 6 against Temple. So it's number 4 versus number 11 in the American. That's what we call March Madness. One meeting this season, and it's the game under a gambling review when UAB won 100-72 at Temple on March the 7th. Since then, Temple has won 5 straight, including a 1-point upset against FAU on Saturday. This will now be the 5th game in 5 days for the Owls. I know North Carolina State did it on Saturday, but I don't expect to see a repeat today. Let's remember that Temple ranks number 11 on both ends of the floor this season. They started 1-11 in conference play, and they didn't have a single top 150 win during the regular season. UAB is mid-pack in most metrics, but they did beat Drake and Maryland in the non-conference. Plus, they have 6 other top 100 wins this season in conference play. Yes, 6 is likely a bucket high, but 3 games in 3 days versus 5 games in 5 days is enough for me to justify the extra bucket. So give me the Blazers of UAB minus the 6 over Temple in the American. It's kind of odd. That's it. Five games for me, and I played every single one of them in college basketball. So let's give you a tentative schedule here for the upcoming few days. Sunday night, Monday morning podcast for most of you listening. I will follow the theme of we're going to bet the favorites early. We'll wait on the underdogs. Hope the number steams up a little bit. So on that podcast, I'm going to lock in all the favorites that I want to play. And if I do identify a kind of an underdog that I think is going to move down and the price is right, I may grab an underdog or two on the card depending on the bracket. But for the most part, the Sunday night, Monday morning podcast will all be about the favorites. And I'll throw some future bets out there depending on the bracket. I'll tell you who I kind of see in the Final Four. And we may put a little extra cash out there since they had such a good conference basketball season. Then Monday night, Tuesday morning, I will drop my entire first round card, play-in games, and some NIT action for Tuesday. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, that'll be Coda Camper Kyle giving you his best bets for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the NCAA tournament. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, no podcast plan. Things can always change. That will be a newsletter day only with NIT action and NBA prop bets. And for those of you interested in the newsletter, once again, link in the show notes. I think I'm 12-5 so far this week in the newsletter on those NBA prop bets. And thank you once again to all of you that have signed up so far. Then Thursday night, Friday morning, no podcast or newsletter planned. I completely will be off the grid. I'll be at the sports book with a group of friends focused on just being a fan for once. I'm normally having to worry about what I'm going to do on the podcast, what I'm going to handicap. So I'm going to enjoy the first round games as a fan, as a friend, and as a gambler. So I'll be in the book, off the grid, no Twitter, no nothing. I am not going to be reachable on Thursday night, Friday morning. Then I expect to get back sometime around 1 in the morning, early Saturday morning. If I am still able to function and complete a podcast, then I'll do it. But otherwise, I plan to get out the round of 32 games Saturday morning before things tip off. So that's the tentative schedule of what will be going on here with the podcast this week. I will have all of my plays, though, in on Monday for sure. I'll have the favorites here once again in 24 hours, and then I'll fill out the rest of the card to have it drop by Tuesday morning. So that's the game plan. Now, let's recap the plays for Sunday as I'm talking about everything since it's almost 2 in the morning again. Here we go. In the Big Ten, I'm on the Fighting Illini of Illinois, minus the 2.5 against Wisconsin. In the SEC, give me Auburn, minus the 5.5 against Florida. In the Atlantic 10, I'm on VCU, minus the 1.5 against Duquesne. In the Ivy, I'm on Yale, minus the 7.5 against Brown. In the American, I'm on UAB, minus the 6 against Temple. I just noticed it. I played all five favorites today. That's an odd feeling. We'll see how that goes. But that's my card for a Sunday. The bracket will be revealed today. I can't wait to see how it looks. Everyone, enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.